Beginning current of Masechtas Nazidaf Membeis. Begin the man. I'll begin to his master. Begin words of the Gemara. Omer Mar. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah Masechtas Nagam that we brought in Daf Mem and Aleph, etc. Where if all of them did the hair cutting without the razor, b'chul etc. Oisha Sharish Tei Saris, or they left up with two hairs. Like also, but they couldn't. They haven't done anything. B'chulu. And the Rav Acha Ber Yudavika says, as he quotes, says in Mechuz, this tells us the Rubik Kulei Derais, that the majority is like all of the whole thing, that's from biblical law. And where do you know this from? The fact that Torah tells us that on the seventh day he should cut off the hair, which, as Tais explains, Le Yitzchak, which that was not necessary, the Kfak Sivikilach already says to cut it off. Why are we saying Begilchenu? To let us know to be in Tegelach as Metzah Shlomo, you have to be, have a complete ceremony, a complete hair cutting ceremony. That you haven't left over anything. So the inference is, as Tosafot quotes in the Rosh Gemara, "Hachu debayi kulay." This is where you need to have everything done. But Alma, but the inference is, in general, Rubik kulay, the majority is like everything. Which Amar Ram, the Ram says that debayi Alma kaimi, or the Gir says that in general, Kamar was saying, "Ha'ab de Kamalel." This that we said, the list of Berdoy Bereishai, that actually, because in gen by yeah, because by Stira we says it's by Rav Reishai. Which we see that, I mean, regarding to that halacha, that rov is enough for the stira. That's what we mean in general. Now, however, me pas zaken, but however, regarding the corners of the beard, regarding that halacha, that actually just the amount of a scissor for you already chayv. The mashma puter sounds like even a little bit. So that would be an exception to the rule of requiring rubai. But again, in general, and specifically even regarding to the halacha naz of stira, the rub would be like the whole thing, which takes course of the words Gemara. Maskeblar be Israel Chinin. He says, "What do you mean? Hi, this halacha, but not zatamek siv. Isn't the concept of nazatame?" As Tais explained, the chesed b'yemeshvi yigachan says in the seventh day shekarav to hear the mashmal kulei. It sounds like all of it, as we said from the word yigachanu, but that's by the context of nazatame, where after 7 days of purification he starts over. Ubrais mishtam over the brais. It sounds like I have a nazatar. That's told my nazatar sheishti says. Mike, that two hairs are going to be critical regarding the. And the final ceremony of Nazirs of Tahara, could you learn out Tahara from Tomo? So the Gemara tells us, they laughed on this question in the West, which tastes as interesting. The Prayer Kamad Sanhedrin, the Pizayim of Bez, Amma Machal Labrava, when it says all the different phrases that we find throughout Shas, when it says they laughed on it in the West, Hayin Ribis Rib Chanina, and the Hokha Ashkel Machal Labrava, here we find that they're laughing on his word. So the terminology that usually means him is actually used on him itself. Because why they laugh? Because as Tosafot quotes more of the Gemara, Mechti, let's see. Nazatam the Betar Manolo. And where do you know that Nazatam that his ceremony has to be done with a razor? That may know Benazatar Yalof. Because it doesn't say by that of Tame. And therefore, Valesi Nazatar, Valesi Nazatame. So just like you learn Tame from Tame, you can learn a Tar from Tame, as Tosafot says, the Shtei Sar, as Makvis, with the two hairs, I'm Akiv. So therefore, it's not so foreign to say that that's the source. Now, I had a question. As Tais quotes the words of the Gemara, "Nozer shegilach, a nozer that cut his hair." B'shai beis iris and left over two hairs. Now, as Tais explains, but isa shol legilach yaveh. Now, at that moment, he didn't do a great hair cutting, meaning because he left over two hairs. Then, b'achachim to legalach shtei saris, then he waited to cut the two hairs. Ad asher until it was ready, as the Gemara quotes, as Tais quotes in the Gemara, "Tzamchei sar reishai." Already the hair of his head from the rest of the hair already sprouted. And then he went and he cut, meaning only those two hairs. So the Gemara's question is, as Tais explains, do we say the cutting of those two hairs is nothing? Why? When you're cutting them, his head is fully hair because the rest grew back. Or do you say, no, that was already cut. Now he's cutting the remaining two hairs. Another question was, the Gemara says, of Rava's question, as Tais quotes, "Nozer shegilach, nozer that cut his hair, but neish they sarach left over two hairs. Shegilach achas nash achas. He cut off one, and the other one fell out. As Tais is claiming, but tashniya the second one fell out. Mao, as Tais quotes, as he explains, mi amrin do we say kivin legilach shtei sarach since he didn't lemaisa cut two hairs, love giluach, that's not considered qualified as a hair cutting. Shtei sarach is push shegilach. The minimum of hair cutting is considered two hairs. I didn't maybe know hash to mi love kesaklav. He cut the one, and the other one fell out. There's no more hair. So as Tais quotes words the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha Medifta Rabina says, what? Gilach Sar Mibayil Rabba. Rabba is asking a question regarding cutting hair one at a time. As Tais says, Bitmiya and the one, they're claiming another. Of course, that's considered hair cutting. When he's cutting to cut, have a shigaluch, there was a shear of two, and he cut one, and another one fell out. So there's nothing here. So why not? So rather, as the Gemara quotes, Ema Asid quotes, where the Gemara say Nasha Achas Begilach Achas. The question was the other way around. One fell out, and the other one he went and he cut off. As Tosfos says, Kishabolik Alech, when he was coming to cut the here, which as the Gisim of Ramsburg, Leka Shir Giluach. At that point, there was no more Shir of hair cutting. So this Halakha is in Rashi. The Mirmin, do we say Hashta Miyosar Inkan? Do we say that okay, now there's no hair? So as Tosfos quotes, where the Gemara Malay says, what do you mean Giluach Inkan Serankan? So he says that, so that since there's no hair cutting, yeah, so there's no hair over here. So the Gemara says, as Tosfos quotes, well, I don't understand. Iser inkan, you're saying there's no hair, so yesh kan gilo, so that there is hair cutting. So says the Gemara, no, this is what we meant to say. Ava bisha ser inkan, even though there's no hair over here. Mitzvah giluach inkan, there's no mitzvah hair cutting. Why? So says the Gemara, the first hair cutting left over to his, which made it that you didn't do the hair cutting valid. This hair cutting, lawyer XRS is the only one here which does not qualify for a hair cutting. So you never did your halacha, even though there's no hair over here. Next time, the master begins with the masnit of the Mishnah. Nazar chayfa from mefasves. A nazar could do chayfa from mefasves, which says prir balaz, which shiachav reisha benesav adam, where he scrubs his head. That's really what chayfa is, with neter, which is some type of a detergent or badama and wood earth, although sometimes it pulls out here. It's unintentional. As we're going to see, Nigamar, here's the town of the Mishnah. Umefasvis, what's that? Where he separates here's one from the other, even though sometimes it pulls out to here. But as the words in the Mishnah are, but it cannot comb. Which says, explain the Gemara, Mashma, Gemara sounds like the Stam Sarek, that in general, when someone's combing, as Kamal Hassel says, his intention is to remove the dangling hairs. Which this is from the next Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel Leimer. He says Lo Yochav, you can't rub with earth, as Tosfos explains. It says in Gemara. So Tosfos quotes the words of the Gemara that is all Rabbi Shimon, but Kol Asechik, whoever's coming, Lahasen Nimah B'Dalts, his intention to remove the dangling gears, which are Tosfos explains in Mechaber Yosef, but they're not really connected so well. The Nechla, nothing very easy to come undone. But that's a psikresha. Then even Rabbi Shimon would agree that's going to be forbidden. So the question of Rabbi Shmuel, that he says you cannot scrub with earth, because it pulls out the hair, the question was, as Tosfos quotes, the first option, meaning in other words, you cannot rub your head with earth, min a type that specifically pulls out here, or as Tosfos quotes, meaning, old test earth you decree, up to because of that one, that will do it. So the Gemara doesn't answer that question. You know, next Tosfos Masta begins with the Mishnah. As Tosfos quotes, Nazar Shai Shesi and Kaliyam, Nazar drink wine all day. In the Chabal Achas, he's only liable of one liability. Amalei, but they told him, Atish, they kept on telling him, don't drink. As Tosfos says, Shesabal, Kolpam, Pam, Shushas. They won every single time they were drinking. So as words to the Mishnah are, Chayab, Kol Achas, Vachas, liable for every single one individually. Tosfos explains the Kabaikan, the same thing as the Kol Achas, and regarding the next cases of the hair cutting, the Chetumah, regarding to make it as the Mishnah continues to explain.